Right, so my first guest is in the studio for this afternoon. It's Andrew Priest from Hewitson's. Very good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Hi, Neil. Hi.
So Hewitson's sort of on block are all heading out to the office then, are there? There's an event called the Tour de Hewitson's. Tell us about it, how it started, what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it was all of us heading out. There's going to be about 10 or 11 of us heading out. Actually, we leave from Northampton, so starting in Northampton, which is where one of our offices is based. So we start in Northampton early tomorrow morning, and then we wind our way through back roads and things to the Cambridge office.
Right.
Arriving sometime later in the afternoon, if all goes according to plan, where we hope to get a nice reception from people at the office and things who might come out and cheer us on. And then we stay overnight in Cambridge tomorrow night, and then after that we head off to Milton Keynes, as we've got an office there, and then circle back round to Northampton on the Friday evening.
My goodness. So how many miles is this in total then?
I think this year it's scheduled to be about 125, 130 miles.
Okay.
Assuming we don't get lost along the way.
Is that likely to happen?
It has happened in previous years, yes, occasionally.
And how many people, what sort of age range of people are taking part? And what, have you all got special bikes, or are you just, you know, getting whatever you've got in the garage and throwing some oil on the chain?
No, I suppose. Well, I suppose it's just sort of, you know, the 10 of us or so that are taking part. It's you know, it's people from all levels of the company, really. You know, I'm a partner in the firm. There's a few other partners doing it, but there's also the, you know, junior lawyers doing it, support staff. It's really, we threw it open to the whole of the firm, really, to sort of see who was interested, and you know, people like to cycle, but this is a little bit of a challenge.
This is the next step up, isn't it? So.
Yeah, you know, you need to be sort of quite proficient on the bike and know what you're doing and things. And, you know, there is a difference between, you know, cycling 5 or 6 miles to work and back every day and being in the saddle for, you know, pretty much the whole of the day.
So have you all been preparing for this?
No.
I was expecting to hear yes.
Well, I think we're all sort of reasonably regular cyclists. So, yeah, so the preparation, you know, just do a little bit of extra training just to sort of beef up the miles a bit.
Okay.
But going back to sort of what you were saying about how did this come about, this is the third year now that we've done this. And it sort of started up really on the back of our London office, which we acquired in about 4 years ago now. And this was sort of developed as a way of, you know, we thought it'd be quite a good way of sort of linking up the four offices.
Mm.
And also raising money for charity at the same time. So, that's the genesis of it, I guess.
Very good. So who are you raising money for this year?
This year we are raising money for Cancer Research UK.
Okay.
Which is, a lot of people will not obviously know about that charity. It's
sure.
A very worthwhile charity. I mean, these days I don't think many people would say that they don't know anyone that's been affected by...
It just seems to be getting worse at
terrible,
the moment.
Terrible disease and things, and, you know, I've been affected by that personally in the past as well, and, you know, so it's definitely a charity that's worth raising money for. We're trying to raise about £4,000 this year.
Okay.
Which is a little higher than our previous targets, and we're about a third of the way there so far. So we've got a Just Giving page, and... No, that's the way to do it.
All right, well, let's do that now, and then we can remind people later. So if people are thinking, this sounds very good, and it's nice to see lawyers out getting hot and sweaty for once. what's the Just Giving address?
Well, I think if you just search on the Just Giving page, or if you just put in Tour de Hewitson's 2019, that will come up.
It does link it up, yeah.
And you'll see it that way.
Okie dokie. So
anything that anyone feels that they can give, and whatever size of donation, goes to a good cause.
All right, well, looking back at the route then, I noticed that London's not on the route this year then, so, I mean, because it is a bit of a trick getting in and out of town, isn't it? Is that the reason for...
To be honest, well, we like to vary it a bit, I suppose, but last 2 years we've started off early in the morning in London, and you get caught up in the commuter traffic and things, and, you know, you can cycle for the best part of sort of 2 or 3 hours and you're really in the outskirts of London and it's just not very nice, really. So
the route you're going to be taking, is it a fairly off-road route, or are you sticking to sort of fairly major routes?
No, we're avoiding the major routes.
Ah.
So it's all carefully planned. You know, one or two people in the team have sort of done a recce, and it's all in people's mobile phones and that sort of thing. But no, it's essentially off-road, it's essentially sort of back roads. There might be a little bit of off-roading if we get lost, but no, it's essentially back roads, and and avoiding the major roads and things.
And you've done this before, so which bit are you looking forward to? I was going to say the end, which I think is goes without saying, but yeah, notwithstanding
well,
that.
Well, the end's good because you obviously know that, you know, you've succeeded in your challenge. But I think sort of the halfway through stage is quite good, and when you come across another office, you know, the people in the office there will come out and they'll, you know, cheer us on and that sort of thing. So that's actually quite good. And then you meet people along the way. It's not a, you know, I wouldn't say it's not a race, so we don't try and do things in the fastest possible
time. Are you going to try and travel as a group, or is there always one in the group who thinks, oh, I'm going to just head off ahead here?
Well, there's always one person like that. And, you know, he knows who he is.
Oh, right.
But no, we try to stick together as much as we can, and, you know, we meet people along the way and, you know, inevitably tell them about what we're doing and try to spread the word that way.
Sounds very good. What about support? I mean, what happens if someone gets a flat tyre?
Well, this year we have a bespoke support vehicle.
Oh, do you?
Yes, because the one of the people that was responsible for organising the bringing forward this idea in the last couple of years, he's not able to participate this year because he's actually recovering from cancer himself.
Oh, my goodness.
And fortunately, he's in remission at the moment, but he's actually just well enough himself to actually sort of be the support vehicle. So yes, hopefully it will be a bit like the Tour de France, and if we get a puncture or something, we just turn round and Edward hopefully will be there with new inner tube, etc., and get us on our way. But
well, it sounds like you got it all wrapped up. Is there a yellow jumper or a green jumper or anything for the lead rider, or how does that work?
Well, actually, we're in. Cancer Research colours.
Very good.
So they've given us vests and things for the event, and
So you're going to be easily spotted when you come into Cambridge. That's going to be easy.
Yeah,
we
should be. And
just out of interest, do you know which route into Cambridge you'll be coming?
From the Grantchester side.
Ah, okay.
So depending on whether how sort of split up we are at that stage, we all sort of get together in Grantchester, and then come in together from there.
Very good. So certainly,
we'll be slowing things down as we get into Cambridge.
Well, I think Cambridge has, like you were saying about London, Cambridge will have a habit of slowing it down for you as well.
This is true. But,
excellent. Well, this really sounds very good. Is it going to spur you on to do more things, do you think? Or, I mean, you've done it three times. Has it spurred you to do other cycle ride, more challenging stuff?
For me personally,
yeah.
I suppose in the past I've done a bit more than this. I used to do sort of hill running and mountain running.
Oh, really?
in Scotland and things like that, and still do a little bit of that, but not in the same way because the legs don't carry me as much as they used to in the past. But you know, as a firm, we you know, you might have heard of the Chariots of Fire that we do every year, and I think that's now raised something like 1.25 million. And, you know, so there's opportunities to participate in that. And, you know, all these things are about, as lawyers, sort of really sort of giving up our time and getting out there and doing something which is a bit different and raising money for charity at the same time.
There's a lot of it about, and it's great when you do. So I can't wish you more luck. I mean, I think it's a challenge. It's about 30, 40 miles a day.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's
good. You know, and for me, my sort of past is more mountain biking than it is road riding. So, you know, when we're talking about sort of 60, 70 miles a day on a road bike, you know, that still seems a long way for me.
Yeah, and different muscles, I'm guessing, as well, to what you push around a mountain bike on, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Not as many hills involved, but,
Well, it gets underway in Northampton tomorrow, early tomorrow morning, and by the afternoon you should be here.
Yeah, we were aiming to be back in Cambridge for about 4 o'clock, I think,
Super. All right, well, look, I wish you luck with it. So it's a two-day event. Just Giving page, just again, if you want to do it, just go onto Google and just do Just Giving Hewitsons or Tour de Hewitsons. We'll take you through to the Just Giving page and all the money going to cancer research. Aiming to raise £4,000, I reckon that should be pretty much a given. I think you should be all right on that by the sound of it.
I would hope
just charge for an hour's work. Right. There we go. Well, good luck to you all. Let us know how you get on. I'm on air tomorrow afternoon, so if you're on the run up to 4 o'clock, if you're heading into Cambridge, send me a text or something, and we'll get people to line the streets and things like that to greet you into Cambridge.
Sounds good.
Andrew, to you and all your team, do you need to name check your team? Is it worth saying hello to them all?
No, they know who they are.
All right.
This isn't about us as individuals. This is about charity. So.
Very good call. Well, listen, to all of you, seriously, cycle safely, watch out. I mean, we know the stories of motorists and cyclists just in Cambridge, so do be careful out there and take it gently. And if you see them heading along the road, don't maybe toot when you're right alongside them, but maybe just give them a wave out the window as you go past. Don't knock them off their bikes or anything like that. Make sure you acknowledge them and everything. But that's wonderful. All starts tomorrow. We'll see you perhaps tomorrow afternoon, all being well, here in Cambridge. And you can find out more, just as I say, by Googling Tour de Hewitt. But for now, Andrew Priest from Hewitson's. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.